What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. So, we took a week off last week, which was kind of nice, but we're back, and someone has new additions to their family, Cub.
Oh. It's true, I have Surprise. Two kittens now. They are wonderful little creatures. I love them. I am now a cat dad. And I couldn't be happier with my place in life right now.
Yep.
Tell them their names.
Yep.
Their names are Raul and Cholula.
Their full names.
Raul von Skittles the Eighth and Cholula Stormborn, first of her name.
Oh, I love
Excellent.
Them. They're so cute.
And so we both care actually like watched them for a while.
I also mm-hmm. helped catch them.
She did.
From the wild.
Yep, from the wild of Erie.
Care was the original, the foster.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't want to let them go. You stole them. I just met them one day. From me.
So today we are going to kind of combine There Was an Incident and our like our discussion topic, old video games.
Mm-hmm.
Not just old ones, but
Older
like mostly
ones.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah, so much fun.
So
I like
good.
Where this is going.
So I think the first system we ever actually owned was a Nintendo, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We like bought it from some guy who was selling it in the paper.
Oh, I don't even recall that, but okay.
Wasn't it Uncle Joe?
What?
No, I thought it was just some random guy.
We bought it from Uncle Joe in the paper? What?
All right, so we've got some discrepancies about where this Nintendo came from.
I thought it was from some guy I bought at work, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Wait, who worked with them?
I think I worked with this person.
Cub, we were like children.
Oh, well, I was not working at the time. Man, this is very confusing.
Well, anyway, our first system was a Nintendo.
Somehow we got a Nintendo.
And our first games. Actually, we had a lot of games, but there were a few standouts. The classics, like Mario and Mario 3.
Oh, yeah.
Mario 3.
So good.
The raccoon
Mario
suit?
3. Yeah, it's one of the best games ever.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's so fun. The raccoon suit is the best. Somehow you could fly as a raccoon. I don't know. But you could.
But there were other suits, too. The frog suit.
Yes.
What was the one that you, like, turned into a stone?
I don't actually know.
That was
know.
The tanuki suit.
The tanuki suit.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was pretty
yes,
sweet.
That. You just
It was
like
such a great game.
So many
Fire
suits.
Fire flower.
Oh, you could also, wasn't there, you could have the hammer?
Yeah.
Oh,
hammer
yeah, the hammer.
Like the hammer brothers.
That was really rare, though.
Yes.
Yeah. I loved Mario 3.
That's my favorite Mario.
Yeah. What else? We had some random games for the Nintendo. I remember, like, a Wolverine game.
Oh, yeah.
Like an X-Men type.
Kirby.
Oh,
you just,
the
like,
best.
Ate people and stole their abilities.
Looking back on that, that's a little, like, kind of morbid or something.
But it's great, though.
Do you know what the best Kirby ability was?
UFO.
UFO, 100%.
Yes.
Had to be.
Now I really want to play it.
I know. So, you could probably find it on an emulator.
That's true.
Probably.
Or, I have like a Nintendo DS that actually has a store if you want to do it legally.
Mm. I like to toe the line.
Sometimes.
Is that the right
All
phrase?
The time.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Toe the line is right.
Yeah.
I wonder where that came from.
It's probably the
also toe
test.
The line.
I don't know.
Toe the line would be a great name of like a shoe store.
Oh yeah,
yes it would.
But you have to walk on the line that's on the floor.
Oh man.
Ooh, otherwise you get kicked out.
Yeah.
Oof.
I have to know you can handle my shoes.
the original, back to Mario, yeah. The original Mario was great as well. A classic.
Yeah, always a classic.
Yeah, oh, original, of course.
Came with Duck Hunt, discussed in our very first episode, I think.
Yes.
Which, have you seen the latest meme out about the second controller of the Nintendo? That was to control the ducks for the person who was not shooting.
What?
I never knew. It was on the instruction manual, which undoubtedly no one read.
Oh, no one read that.
You wouldn't read that. Why would you read it?
Exactly. So
that's mind-blowing. I never knew that.
So you could actually, like, dodge the shooter.
That's what?
with your controller.
What? Never knew. You learn things you never knew you never knew.
Exactly.
Pocahontas, 1995.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Quoted some Colors of the Wind.
Colors of the Wind.
Great comment.
Thanks.
Well, so eventually we moved on from the Nintendo.
Wait, I do have a question.
Oh, yes. Oh,
was this game the wrestling game? I don't remember what it was called.
I don't either, but we did have one.
And you were like the old school wrestlers.
Hulk Hogan.
Jake the Snake.
Macho Man.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a Mountie?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called.
We also had a sweet baseball game. All-Star Baseball.
Oh. Yes. Dad used to love that.
Dad did love that game.
Let's go buy Dad a Nintendo and that game.
Oh. We should.
But man, then I want Kirby.
I remember you could... Oh, I love... Kirby was, like, perhaps the best.
Yeah.
It was just so
I loved me some Kirby.
Yeah. But eventually, we did move on from the Nintendo onto a PlayStation 1.
Well, can I go back really quick to the Nintendo? There was a soccer game that I used to play.
I remember it.
I used to play, for some reason, as Cameroon. I just felt like I could beat anyone with the Cameroon. And I don't know why.
I remember that game.
Interesting concept.
Right?
Yeah.
Did that, like, hold in in real life? Is their soccer team, like, really good?
I don't know.
Do you wear a Cameroon soccer jersey under your work clothes?
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
All right. Should we move on? Are we ready anymore?
I'm ready.
All right. So the PlayStation 1, I remember when we got it, we each got a game.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was the, we call them, well, we don't, but the original three. They are now known as that. Mine was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Mine was Spyro 2, Ripto's Rage.
Oh, that was a good game. Mine was Medal of Honor.
Yeah, they were all so good.
Those three games were epic.
We played
all the time.
Bleep out of them. Sorry to the kids. I'm censoring myself.
Jerry was a race car driver.
Tony Hawk. Oh. Tony Hawk had a great soundtrack. I don't even know what you would describe it.
Skater. 90s skater soundtrack. Music.
Okay, can I deviate for one moment?
Yes.
Avril Lavigne. Skater Boy. Thoughts.
Great song.
Love it. She said, see you later, boy.
He wasn't good enough for her.
Yeah. She said, I'm out of here.
Well.
Yep. She actually said, see you later, boy.
Well, yeah.
No, other girl said, see you later, boy.
Avril
is the winner of this song. The other girl said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. And then he became popular. And then Avril Lavigne started dating him. Haven't you listened to the song?
That's not what happened, is it?
Oh, my gosh. My mind is blown.
No, I thought it was...
song right now.
I thought she, the narrator, said he wasn't good enough for her.
For the first girl.
For her, for the narrator.
Ooh.
For the first girl.
And
so did Avril steal the guy?
I thought Avril was the only girl, and she's like looking back on this wistfully.
No, because now she's dating the popular skater guy.
Okay, I'm pulling up the lyrics right now.
And please do.
We are going to settle this.
We will get air. Back to the video games. This has,
we will. This takes precedence right now. Okay, here are the opening lyrics. He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? I mean, not really. He was a punk, she did ballet. What more can I say? You could say more. He wanted her, she'd never tell. Secretly, she wanted him as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose. They had a problem with his baggy clothes. The next chorus is, he was a skater boy. He was a skater boy. She said, quote, see you later, boy, end quote. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come down to Earth.
Yes. All right, so far it's inconclusive.
No, far it's a boy and a girl, and there's the narrator. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Next line is, 5 years from now, she sits at home. Feeding the baby, she's all alone. She turns on TV, guess who she sees?
Skater boy rocking on MTV.
Rocking up MTV.
Obviously.
Oh, okay, sorry.
She calls up her friends, they already know, and they've all got tickets to see his show.
Mm-hmm.
She tags along, stands in the crowd, looks up at the man that she turned down.
Okay. All right. So keep going.
Okay. He was a skater. Wait. Okay. Okay. You guys know that part. Although there is a part that says, now he's a superstar, slamming on his guitar, which that doesn't really make sense.
He's slamming.
Does your pretty face see what he's worth?
Okay.
So it seems like the narrator is really chastising this person.
So here it changes.
So here we go. Sorry, girl, but you missed out. Well, tough luck, that boy's mine now.
I told you!
We are more than just good friends. This is how the story ends. Too bad that you couldn't see the man that boy could be. There is more that meets the eye. I see the soul that is inside.
Whoa.
But there's also, there's one more. There's, I'm with the skater boy. I said, see you later, boy. I'll be backstage after the show. I'll be at the studio singing the song we wrote about a girl you used to know. You've never listened to the words.
Oh, man. So Kay was definitely right. We could have skipped that whole, first five or six.
I apparently blocked out the entire last verse.
Last and that was two verses? I mean, it's the entire last half of the song.
Wow. I feel I'm learning so much today.
About a boy you used to know.
Also, man. I think I could do some poetry type stuff.
Mm. Well, I mean, you have to write your own.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Let's do some slam poetry.
Slamming on his guitar. That doesn't make sense. What's he doing?
He's like, I don't think we.
Couldn't you say jamming? Yeah. Wouldn't
jamming would be better.
Jamming would make more sense. But
anyway, so what is the final verdict on Skater Boy for our listeners?
Kara was right. The whole time. She was absolutely correct.
So who is Avril Lavigne in this situation? I'm still unclear.
She's the third person.
She's the one who got with the boy.
She's talking about it.
She saw the soul inside.
Wow. Oh my gosh. That is deep.
That is good.
Yes. But Tony Hawk, bro.
All right, back to Tony Hawk.
Great game.
Great game.
Yes.
I don't even know how to describe, just the levels are so, iconic. The first level is a warehouse, and you start out, you go through a glass window.
Yes.
And down a ramp.
I love the level. Yes.
There was a level.
Kickflips.
So good. There were two other levels that I loved, though.
I like the one where it was the big, in a canyon type, and there was a really big hill you went down.
That's the, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could, if you were good, you could hit a 1080 on that.
Gotta be good, though.
for the non-skaters in our crowd.
All of us included.
That would be what? That would be six, like half turns, half spins?
I don't know.
If the math is correct, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a lot of spins. But then there was a level in San Francisco, which was always fun, because there were, like, trolleys you like, do tricks off of.
Yeah. That was an
amazing
game.
Spyro,
but Spyro,
too.
I love Spyro. Like, it's still one of my absolute favorite games. It's so much fun. You just... And that's where I started my love of, if I play video games, I loot. I will find... Every single piece of treasure.
I don't have the patience.
Coins. I am searching everything and getting every possible thing I can in that room. I collect it. I'm the hoarder. So, like, Spyro, you just run around and you collect gems and so fun. Oh.
It was. And there's so many levels in that game.
There's so many levels. You can fly. There was money banks. Money bags.
Yep. Money bags?
Mr. Money Bags? He was like a big, a rich snooty.
He was a bear.
Bear. And then there was the cheetah.
Hunter.
Hunter. You are currently in passive mode. You need to be in active mode.
He was kind of condescending, to be honest.
He was.
Yeah, a little bit. But it was great. And then you had Sparks, the little dragonfly. Who was like your life, so if you got injured, he would turn colors and then disappear. Mm-hmm.
He started at yellow, and then blue.
And then green.
Then green. Then he was gone.
Then he was gone, so you needed to get your life back in order.
Oh, yep, man. He did.
It was so fun, though. Like, the graphics were not great. They were very, like...
They were 1999 graphics.
I mean, they were, like, very, like... geometrical, like, shapes. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. It was so fun. I played it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But then Cubs.
Oh.
Medal of Honor.
On to victory. I think we just made that up.
That was our first foray, really, into any of, the, like, the first-person shooter games. And I feel like the missions for that game were just so on point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so
it was
fun.
So, the undercover level?
I was just going to say, yes.
You have to flip your badge at people, be like, yes, I am undercover, and you don't know.
Also, how do I want to say this? The game wasn't, like, really easy. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't.
It was challenging, and I liked that, because I don't like games where you can just blow right through. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had a great multiplayer mode, too.
Mm.
Remember, you could be a raptor?
You could be a raptor holding a rifle and just run around and kill people.
You could be Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
I think that's Shakespeare was one. That's where we... came up with the term screen looking.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like we didn't come up with the idea of it, but I think we came up with the term.
Yeah, that's what we called it.
You
cheating
just look at
by
the other
looking
person's...
at the other person's screen. And you would know.
See where they were.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, you're screen looking.
We still screen look.
Oh, yeah.
We do. We were just screen looking yesterday playing Lego Worlds.
It's true.
Yep. Because I was a gingerbread man riding a dragon trying to find Cub.
And I was an alien with gargoyle wings who was also riding, or no, flying a helipack.
Like a helipack, yeah.
Ooh.
There you go.
I love it.
That's a great game.
It is.
But Cub, Care had to remind me because I forgot about another PS1 game that is amazing.
Somehow he forgot.
Siphon Filter.
Oh, Siphon Filter.
Siphon Filter might have been one of the most fun games.
It really might
that
have
we
been.
Had.
It was.
Oh my gosh. So that was like a spy game, but it was different. It wasn't like war-based, really.
Yeah, because Medal of Honor was World War II.
Yeah. This was more like you were fighting terrorists.
It was so much fun.
The greatest weapon in that game was a taser, which you always had the taser, and it never, like, ran out of juice or anything, but this was not like a real taser.
The longer you tase them, they caught on fire.
Yeah.
But also, it wasn't like, you didn't like shoot it at them and like it stuck to them. It was like essentially like a laser.
Yeah.
It was.
You could shoot it like any distance, really.
Yeah. And then they would catch on fire the longer you had it on them. Somehow.
Best weapon.
Yes.
We were taser. Like, I was probably like 6 years old playing this game.
So much fun.
That game was awesome, though.
I love Siphon Filter. That had a lot of, like, that you had to be stealthy, too. Like, you couldn't get caught. You couldn't be seen. It wasn't even, like, undercover. It was, like, you literally couldn't be seen. Oh.
Yeah.
So fun.
Well, I thought that was Splinter Cell.
Oh, wait. Are you sure there weren't some levels like that in Siphon Filter?
Oh, I'm sure there were, but Splinter Cell was the game that was, like, all stealth.
Splinter Cell,
That game was awesome. We'll get back to that
one. I'm still thinking of Siphon Filter. There were a couple levels like that.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Care? You had real fishing?
Real fishing. It was literally just a game where you went fishing.
Should not have been that fun.
I loved it.
But it was.
You could catch them and you could keep them and name them. And I had one named Pooter. I think it was a trout or something. And I put him in a tank and his name was Pooter.
Oh, man.
It was so good. You just go fishing. Uncle Mike would like that game.
He would. I mean, we had a lot of games for this, but I'm just trying to highlight the best. I had Digimon World.
That was fun.
It was fun, because, I mean, it was actually really hard.
Didn't you have to take care of them?
Yeah, and, like, depending on what you did, like, they would digivolve into different things. But you had to be really good to get, like, the good ones.
Mm.
So mine were never very good, because I was six.
I just remembered a game that we didn't
mention. Lay it on me.
The Mummy. I loved the Mummy game. The Mummy game was so good.
That was good.
Oh, graphics. Because
it was just the first movie, right?
It was like the first movie. You just like ran around, you fought mummies, and the graphics weren't great, but PS1 games just have such a nostalgic thing.
Care, you mentioned this one earlier. Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis.
Yes.
Oh, their mouths didn't move. Their hands were just like triangles, but there were dinosaurs that you had to kill. Oh, it was so good. That goes along with Resident Evil, the original.
Yeah, but we were more Dino Crisis, weren't we?
I also really liked Resident Evil, personally.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The Dilophosloths and Dino Crisis.
I don't know what they were. We called them Dilophosloths.
Because couldn't they, like, spit poison?
Yeah. Yep.
But they also had sloth claws.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's weird.
I actually looked it up once. It starts with a T, but it's really long.
Hmm. Yeah, I just watched a video. I pulled it up and showed Lyle this morning. Some guy does, like, the running from the original Resident Evil games.
That's
you would
awesome.
You'd just run, and then you'd run into a corner, and clearly you wouldn't be able to go anywhere because you just stood there.
Yeah.
So fun.
The PS1 was awesome. And then eventually we did upgrade.
The 2.
Well, no, before that, while we had a PS1, I had a Game Boy Color.
Oh.
Which had Pokemon Crystal, also one of the greatest games to ever be made.
The Pokemon games for the Game Boy are just incredible.
Amazing.
They're so
But Pokemon
much fun.
Crystal. They are. They're still fun. I was playing it a couple weeks ago, and it's still fun.
Like, Pokemon Go can't touch the original, like, Game Boy Pokemon games. They're so great.
But I was playing... Well, I played Pokemon Crystal. That was the first one I got as a kid. And that game, like, you'd beat the 8 gym leaders, and you'd beat the Elite Four, and you're like, all right, cool, I'm done. And they're like, hey... You can go to the region from the first games, like Blue and Yellow and Red.
Whoa.
So then there's 8 more gym leaders.
in the Elite Four.
It doubles the game.
Yellow is great, too.
Yellow is great.
Because of the Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. But Crystal, that's the best.
Crystal is the best.
So that was a little aside. Gonna move on to the PS2. Ooh. That's really the last one that would qualify as like an old system, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But Cove, you had one of the greatest games for that.
Which one?
Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
Vice City, I can't even estimate how many hours I put into Vice City.
It was so much fun.
Like, legitimately can't even estimate. Hundreds, probably. Man.
Should we have been playing it?
No.
Well, maybe you care. You might have been all right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could.
Lyle
Cub,
not
yeah,
have
Cub
been
was a teenager.
It.
I was like 9.
Like, this, they were supposed to be like scantily clad women, but their graphics were just like so bad that it's like, I don't really know what I'm looking at.
I mean, you could just, like, it was so bad, you could just steal cars and kill people.
Oh, it was so fun.
And, like, you could get the police to chase after
you. Yeah.
That was the best part.
That leads to a side story about my best friend's mom. Because she, she basically got a ticket, like, for going through some black ice and running a stop sign.
Which is not her fault.
Wasn't her fault, but she was like, a cop was right there, and he cited her, which is dumb.
Yeah.
So she came home all distraught, and we were playing Vice City. I think it was Sammy and Fruit, maybe. And she's just like, she was like egging us on to like kill the police and stuff. Or like get the police like riled up. And, yeah. Like, she's like, F the police. She was so mad.
Oh, I know, because it's like in generally, you'd be like, oh, this is awful. The things you're doing in this game are terrible.
Oh, but it was such a fun game, though.
It was so fun. I remember that game got like a lot of controversy when it came out.
Oh, it was so fun. It was like...
It's so fun.
But that brings me back to a PS1 game, Driver.
Ooh, Driver.
Remember Driver? Driver
was...
Was Driver, though,
like, Grand Theft Auto a chase, though?
But it would have been first, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, there were Grand Theft Auto games for the PS1, but they were, like, overhead.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, they weren't third person.
Yeah.
Driver was really fun, though. I remember one time we had our neighbor Matt over, and you guys were playing. And somehow your car went flying through the air, like, over a bit, like... the height of a building.
It was just like glitched and was just like flying.
Oh man.
And it was so good. Like one time you were just driving and there was a car on like an overpass and it just rolled off, like had nothing to do with you. It was just rolling there. Off.
Oh yeah. But Vice City,
but what were some other what were some other PS2 games? I feel like that's kinda when it started to
I got like Resident Evil 2.
Okay. The Lord of the Rings game. Return of the King.
Oh, I forgot about that. That game was amazing. So fun. Oh, yeah. PS2 had some really good games like that. Yeah, there was a Lord of the Rings Return of the King game.
Oh, yes.
Baldur's Gate 2. That started my love of, like, RPG games.
Hmm. What about Divinity?
Well, that was computer.
We should also discuss some computer games, too, though. When we're done with the consoles.
All right. But on the sports side, the PS2 has two of the greatest games I've ever played.
Let's hear them.
NFL Street 2.
Yep.
And NFL 2K5.
2K5, which was for those that don't know, is a rival to Madden. Because the Madden franchise has, and for what, 25 years or 30 years? Yeah. Dominated the football sports landscape. They have the license and all that stuff. But in 2005, what was the brand? Oh, 2K.
Yeah, 2K.
They somehow were able to create a rival video game, and it was like $30 cheaper and
always
better.
Good. It was. Well, see, here's the thing. Back then, EA Sports did not have an exclusive license. So anyone could make a football game if they got the license. But then after 2K5 was so amazing and like made Madden like, they had to cut their prices, too. They got the exclusive license, and that was the end of 2K. Well, for football, at least. They crush basketball right now.
Yeah.
Dang. They only
also, Game Day 2000, Lyle.
Oh, for a PS1?
Yeah.
That was the one where if you won, they showed cheerleaders on the screen, and you always got really excited. It was a great incentive to win.
It was an incentive, even though they were, like, polygons or whatever.
No, they weren't. These were actual pictures.
Oh, that's right. They were.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a good
It was incentive. A massive incentive to win.
Yes.
Polygon people.
Well, that's like Vice City.
Yeah.
Care any you said computer games.
Computer games? I'm thinking old computer games. I'm
like
thinking
80s computer games.
I'm thinking Pharaoh's Tomb computer games.
Captain Comic.
Captain Comic. What was the Hugo's House of Horrors? Which
yes.
We could never beat, but then I found it on a website just like last month, and I played it and I beat it in like an hour. we could never get it, but I was like, oh, this is not as bad as I remember.
It was like
the
most complex thing in our life, like at that time.
Creativity Workshop going probably forward a decade there.
What Ooh. About Nags, though? You forgot Nags.
Nags was a horse racing
game. Racing.
And the horses sometimes died.
Yeah, I always liked the yellow horse.
Now,
I was
didn't
like, it's
Nan like Nags?
Nan yeah. loved... Nan was like a secret gambler.
Nan Spencer.
Also, what about Pharaoh?
Yeah.
She said that
Pharaoh,
already.
Oh, it was what technically called Pharaoh's Tomb.
Oh.
But you
What about Jezball?
See, I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that one.
Jezball was one that I played at Dad's work when he would sometimes take me into work on like a Saturday and I would hang out at the other desk.
Oh,
he'd let me play Jezball. I was cool. I got to like go get something from the vending machine. Like.
Well, we did that too. I remember one time Dad had to go in at night and we all went with him and we sat in the conference room and watched The Lion King.
I do remember that.
Like, yeah. What could be cooler?
We're like, yes, move on.
We were like all luxurious.
Yeah.
But
yeah, going to the vending machine, that was the best.
Oh, vending, always. Yeah. Now I just go to the vending machine with like a slight sense of shame.
Like, me too. It's like, oh man.
Should I really
I've resorted
be
to this.
Should I
Same
be
thing
buying
with
this
like
candy bar?
Like
oh,
going
yeah.
to a gas station. Like, oh man. Well, about to pay $2 for a Kit Kat bar.
But I need it.
But I need it. And I'm an adult.
I'm an adult.
No, but Jezball was awesome. Basically, the concept of Jezball was they were these little. You start off with like a small number of bouncing balls around the screen, and you had to like. You had to like cut them off by like slicing either horizontally or vertically, and you had to get rid of a certain percentage of the area. I think it was like 75%, but it got harder as more balls came in because once if the ball hit like the line that you were slicing with, you like lost a life or whatever. So you had to be all like timing it up, and I found it online too. You can still play it.
Yes.
Jezball for those that are interested. JEZZBALL.
I'm gonna Google it.
Yes.
All right. Does anyone have any other games?
Barbie Pet Rescue.
Oh yeah.
Barbie.
Lyle.
Barbie.
Well, okay. No, I never
Pet
played
Rescue.
It, but I got to watch Care play it a lot.
Barbie Pet Rescue was the best game because she would have to go. She worked as a vet and then she would get calls that there's a kitten in a tree. Can you go get it? And then you'd have to go get it. And sometimes it'd be like a little orange one or a little black one. And then you'd bring them back and then you'd have to clean them. It was so good.
Man.
And there was one monkey. There was a monkey you had to go find, too.
Was that like the hardest part or something?
It was hard to catch. You had to like lure it to you. But then it would be your friend. That was great. Such a good game. I want to play it.
One...
I want to play it right now. I'm going to go install it.
You should.
I've got one last one that I think we should end with.
Okay.
The Survivor computer game.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot
about
that.
The good one.
There was a really bad one, but there was also a good one. So yeah. Fun. It was based on the first four seasons, which they're on 39 right now. Ugh. And it's not great right now.
No, it's not.
We should have a Survivor episode sometime.
I stopped on season 3, so I wouldn't be very good at it.
Maybe that'll be for Snorkeling with Narwhals. But
ooh, Lyle just plugged his other podcast.
I did. I have another podcast.
Have C on that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
You would get unfiltered thoughts.
Maybe get Walt on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was so fun because there would be alliances and challenges and tribe swaps, and it was actually really hard to win because like your alliance would turn on you and you couldn't really do anything to stop
it. It was literally like if you were playing the game.
Yeah, it was so fun. I wish they would make a new, like, they have never since that made a good Survivor game.
No.
It was really good.
I really want a new one. But yeah, any other games, anyone?
I think that's all I'm
that's
thinking of.
That's about it.
Welp, then I guess I'm Lyle.
I'm Kerr.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.
Yep.